sleep. We gotta catch up. So not all, right. we're not all enough of us are barely sleeping. Like we're going out, you know, we're napping. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but real talk, let's say we subtract like 6 hours out of that just to get some kind of rest in. That's leaving you at 18. Guys, like it's, and then you gotta eat kind of like, I'm a terrible example because I eat on the go all the time. I eat standing up even if I don't have to. It's such a bad habit. Wow. I know all my health people who are listening is like, oh, Farrah, I told you stop doing that. But now it's such a terrible habit. I'm so used to doing stuff on the go that I literally there could be nothing going on. I'm just going to eat standing up.
You should imagine what your spiritual people are saying right now.
Lord, I'm sure I'm feeling it right now. They're trying to send me, bro, where are you? You're not on course. You're way off course. Because I'm just like I'm going. But that's just something for us to take into perspective. If I could put a wish out to any and everybody, it'd be let's just to diet off the social media.
Yeah.
Like we got to figure out how to do it. Because, guys, it is a drug. Let's not front. It's like, and I like, even for myself, where I'm talking to Solo, that's one of our biggest Achilles heels. Like, we both bat each other up because I'll do random things. Like, I'll make a 2 sales, register 2 new members, yay, and decide I'm celebrating by going on Instagram. And it's like, how is that a celebration? Gosh. How is wasting time doing just checking things a celebration? And then that quick check, 45 minutes later, I'm like, wait, I spent more time than this, than like scrolling through this, than actually working and making money. And then at the end of the day, I'm mad at myself. I'm like, I could have made my money today still. Today was a bad day. You know, and guys, this is a reality. I'm just speaking my truth, but it's like, I'm sure I'm not the only one. It's like, guys, like, think they conveniently coined it Instagram, guys. Like, we are on drugs, guys.
Wow.
Guys, we are on drugs.
My thing, as you said that, that I have to pay attention to is refocusing. Because I watch TV while on the phone.
Do you?
And okay. And I can watch movies like that. I'll watch wow. episodes and stuff like that. Really? And I'm catching everything, but doing one thing at a time is not enough. Like it's as if like I have this ADD that I never had before.
Okay.
And so like I'll do that, and then when I'm done playing a game, because I'll play games on my phone while I'm watching whatever the show is, and then when I'm out of like lives on that thing, I'm just like, what else?
As if you're not watching TV.
And then they tell you not to eat while you watch TV too, because you're supposed to concentrate on what you're eating, because otherwise too it creates a Pavlovian effect. Every time you're watching something, now you're hungry.
Or that you eat while you watch the TV show and your body doesn't register that you've eaten, so then you eat again because you still feel hungry because your body just remembers you watching the show.
That's it. So I want to just hyper focus on the little things, like just like refocus.
Appreciate the moment.
Yes.
But yeah, so that was, you know, I just touched on those things. Yeah, these are guys, like I pray that people who are listeners take like, yo, our intention is to share whatever can help the community. And guys, these are some things that we have to take stock of, man. It's like, yes, we want followers, we want people to whatever be the case, but the reality is, guys, like the time is the most valuable thing that we
it
have.
It really is. And if you really think about it, who cares about social media?
Yo, but that's but why the thing is, so they trick us now because they've attached your money to it. Like, because, you know what I mean?
That's
it's like
true.
Because especially people who are in spaces like us where you need, I'm saying you need followers, but you need engagement. You want the engagement. Right. You want to, like, and then you want to turn around and try to turn that engagement into sales. So, but 3/4 of the time, you're not actually doing business. You're actually just scrolling through a bunch of nonsense, watching a bunch of random videos. So, they're like, yo, but if they block you on Instagram or Facebook or whatever case, you're feeling it. You're like, yo,
like, what's going on?
I can't get to my network. And it's like, yo, so it's a, they really have us for that cash too. But it's really like we have to start taking more time. Period. Just understanding the value of the time. And it's like, yo, if that time is not being well spent, we're just wasting it. We're squandering it, man.
Hypothetically speaking, for the three of you, or myself too, if social media were to be gone tomorrow, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all this stuff, right? How would you feel?
I'll honestly be okay, because I've done the social media purge on several moments. The last time I did it for, remember I did the 40-day one?
You did
for
Lent? I think I could.
Yeah, the 40
that.
Days yeah. where I just have to check in 30 days, because my sister told me if you don't check in 30 days, like they'll shut it completely down. So I flicked it and flicked it right back, and I love that moment. Right. And they did the experiment. They did the experiment I think we spoke about this a few weeks back, a school where you had to get rid of your phone for a week. And while a lot of people had anxiety giving their phone up, a lot of them came back and said, just like, I'm saw new colors in life. You know what I mean? Like they realized they weren't being robotic in their life. Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay. And then when they said when they got their phones back on and they turned it on, all the messages gave them even more anxiety because they're just like, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Yeah. Right.
So, and also just like, I find there's so much fakeness on social media.
I tell you.
So much fakeness. And it's as if it's built up to make you feel bad about yourself.
Yes.
To make you feel like your life isn't good enough. Someone else is doing. And then, you know, you find out it's like, oh, that person's on this jet. Oh, they hit in the PJ. Next thing you know, it's a cardboard box picture.
Right. It's image, a rental.
And like, it's an open thing. And it's just a couch. And like,
it's just all clouds.
Why are people going to that point? Why are you going to that Mm-mm. extent mm-hmm. to have to pretend that you're living this best
That's
life?
That's it.
And to make people envious. So that's my association with social media, honestly. Mm.
And just so to that same point, because you just dropped on something or touched on something that this whole divide and conquer thing, it's a system that they've been using against us for a long time. And this, like, it's not even a lot of us are naive to it, or we're just kind of pawns in it, but we're playing into it just by, like, we want to floss and stunt on the next person. Mm-hmm. We don't realize that what that kind of division and what that's creating is, it's creating that animosity, is creating that it's making the next person want to jump into the rat race to start to compete.
Right.
But that's what the powers that be want. They want us competing with each other. They want us fighting each other. They want us, like, they don't want us, like, working in cohesion and working together to say, okay, you know what? We all don't have. Let's just all work together to rise. Right. They want us competing. So that's why they'll take one person and put them at the top and be like, you're better than everybody else.
Gotcha.
You know? And it creates that. But it's like, as we're talking it now, we should be putting it out so people could think about it, so people could see it differently, and so we could stop competing with each other, and start seeing each other as allies and brothers and sisters and, like, you know, like, confidants, so that we could build each other up, because that's what's going to bring us back to where, and not back in a negative sense. We don't want to go backwards in time, but there is something that we're missing. Life is, like, we're not living anymore. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to remember who told me this. It could have came in a dream. But somebody came to me very adamantly about our generation specifically. Mm-hmm. We have a responsibility because we're the only ones who remember what life was. Mm-hmm. Our children don't know what real life was because they're in their systems. Mm-hmm. It's like we're the only real gatekeepers because we actually have genuine memories of living, of being outside, right. of experiencing what it was like to be close to each other, like riding. Like, and it's like, yo, we're taking it for granted. But because our parents, they drank the Kool-Aid a long time. So they tried to infuse in us, but there's something in us that refused to take it. So they're trying to get us to conform. And we're like, no, we're just never down. We're just like, Mom, I don't know, man. This churching, I like it. I like Jesus now. But, you know, I feel like there's more to life. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as we could think for ourselves, we started to think for ourselves.
And, that's true.
But guys, like, if we don't take our knowledge seriously, take our experiences seriously, if we start following fashion and drink the Kool-Aid like everybody else, guys, that's it. Because there's nobody else.
Yeah, because these kids that's coming up today, they different, and they not taking care of us. They not wiping my butt in a nursing home. I don't even want to see them. I'm going to tell you now. And they run funny. They got a little stuff going on with them. Their immune systems ain't too great. So
it's true.
Yeah,
we experience something that's different. Our bones was made out of cocaine and marijuana and liquor. So we are tough. We take a licking and keep on ticking. Our parents was doing different things when we was younger, and the drugs wasn't cut down bad like they is now.
Facts.
So it's different. We're different. Mm-hmm. So these times are the most crucial times to gather and download your information and pay attention. And everyone, you know what? I think sometimes too, we see these things, we like, oh my gosh, and we on a trajectory towards what we've seen in this thing, but this is not actually my field. But I've seen it and I'm well versed in it, but I know that this is your field, so we got to stop gatekeeping the information.
Fact.
You know that this information is good for this person over here, get it and give it to them and show them. Educate yourself or educate them. Tell them, no, I don't think you understand the importance of this. Come and sit down, listen to me. I am your sister, you got to trust me. I am your brother, you got to trust me. Listen to this information, because you're going to be the person that's going to give this to the people later. Educate each other, because right now that's the problem. We got too many people that's not educated in what they need to be educated in.
Facts.
I feel like I absorb this information well, so I'm learning this and only this. This is not even what I'm good at.
Exactly.
So this is something that we need to start looking at too. Well, find your niche. Find out what's going on. Find out how to educate the people. Like, grab somebody and pull them and pull it and teach the kids.
Yo, Kaya, get out of my head, because as you're talking, I'm like, yo, the where I feel the most value is, like, if we're to invest in a generation, it is these little ones from 5 to 10 years old, because they, first of all, they are reincarnated great grandparents. First of all, so they're super, like, they're like, yo, don't come to me no nonsense. Like they, like, I'll tell you, Nzinga, who's 5, she be putting mans in their places. Like she, like, and we're like, where you get this knowledge from, this understanding? Anyways, but
from just, my head,
yeah. She just knows it. She's like, oh, wow. I just, things I just know. It's like, okay, cool, no problem. But it's not to take it for granted. They might be, they might be little, but, and you know, but they got some real big spirits, and they just want us to give them the guidance, give them the thing, open the doors for them, but they will save our generation. So we got to download information to them, give them the experiences that they want. Do not plug them in front of the social medias, in front of the YouTubes. Don't do that, parents, because it's like they are the ones that can help to open the door. So we got to, you know, gotta give them that freedom, put them in nature. If we can't take them out of school, homeschool them, contact the OFC. I can give you help with that. But I'm just saying, it's like, do not let them, you know, like, don't take it for granted, because, you know, like, they could be our only hope.
Sure. What about you, Trish? You asked the question. How
if social media was gone tomorrow, man, I think I'd be all right. You know, I'm starting to get tired of it anyway, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I know that's how I operate, right? Mm-hmm. But I think I'm creative enough that I'd find another way, to be honest. I think
creatives existed before social media.
That's what I'm saying, right? You know what I mean? You know what? It's just because I'm so used to it now. Yeah. You know what I mean? I am, like, I will spend hours on TikTok. I'm not going to lie. Right, and laugh and, you know what I'm saying? I have a good old time. I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't need anything for the day.
Facts. You know, right?
Like, I didn't need anything for the day.
All I ate today was TikTok.
Exactly. Right, learning Beyonce dances and all this kind of stuff. Like, seriously, like, I'm like, oh, snoo. Oh, no, you know, but I think that I would be eventually okay. Mm. It would shock me at first. I'm not going to lie to you. But I think eventually I'd be good. I'd find another way. I know myself.
I would love to try it.
You? Kaya?
All my laundry would be done.
All your laundry would be done?
Mm. Yeah. All of it. Right. I'd probably have hundreds of bottles of sauce made on my counter ready to sell. But this is the thing. How would I sell them without my social media? Because I don't know how to now. Because I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. My mind works like an old school 5%er.
Right.
I'm going to come to your house like bean pie, my brother. These ones are 5. These ones are 7. Yo. And speaking of, I'm about to start making some bean pies. So y'all look out for the girl.
Right.
But this is how I feel. I'm about to start going and knocking on people's doors. I hope they don't Dahmer me. Because we live in Montreal. Don't do the Jeffrey Dahmer on me, please.
Oh, my goodness.
But I want to go and knock on people's door and say, look, we have bags of stuff here that you, and maybe you may be interested in the inventory. Here's this booklet. Check us out.
Yeah.
This is what we got.
Clean.
Because that's where I'm at with it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's how I would pivot. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would become everything that I am supposed to be, because my expectations of who I'm supposed to be wouldn't be so high with all this fake stuff I'm looking at.
That's it.
And it would encourage me to just get busy and doing what I actually know how to do from my hands, which is something that I resorted to as a youngster.
Yep.
And then, because that's when we didn't have the media like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would resort to my primary, which is being a hustler. Hi.
Knock
on doors. That's it.
Guess what I got.
Yep.
And then they're going to tell me something that they need, and then I'm going to make that available. So I think that I would be way further.
Yeah.
But, you know, in order to keep us in the matrix, in the strongholds, this is what we give. And they're like, here, take this pacifier. And like you said, the Instagram of narcotics.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't see us returning into the past, but what you can do with your social media is change your feed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, at some point, when I'm seeing somebody doing these things, or when it's not serving me,
right?
When it no longer serves, it's just like, well, this is gonna have to be an unfollow, and I need that every time I go on this feed, which is whatever. Like, I got maybe like 2 scrolls in there, and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm doing it for the show, because for the show I'll do that and cool. But like, God be with me, because he's just like, you gonna see it in a couple of scrolls, and you have what you have.
That's it.
You're good. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I had to switch it over to like a lot of more motivational things,
yes,
and stuff like that, like things about like dogs and puppies and animals. I'm just like, they're the greatest. Like, so just change your feed. Change your feed where you're not just
I like that. And to the point that Kai was just mentioning, I'm trying to remember the name of the multi-millionaire billionaire at this point, and he was like, first of all, he spends no time on social media.
Oh, really?
He's like I don't go on there. He's like, he has people who work for him who put out clips, but he's never on social media. And he's like,
don't get high on your own supply.
And what he does, literally, to Kaya's point, he literally does. He's like, yo, the old school never stopped working for him. He's like, he goes, he meets companies face to face, meets them. He'll leave there with a $10,000 contract. He's like, because it's an approach that it was never broken. It's just that they fed us something different and made us feel like this is the way.
Exactly.
But he's like, bro, I make millions of dollars. He's like, I'm never on social media. And I'm like, damn. That's just what it is.
Yo, would I be richer if I was off social media?
Yeah, I'm going to try
it. That's really a thought, right?
Yep.
That's really a thought.
I'm excited to try it.
You know what? Guys?
Yo, guys. This is the last episode of the year. By next couple of days, beginning of January, it might be it for me. I don't know. I'm going to vibe this out. It's like, when I say it for me, just a little hiatus. I'm going to try it out. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm ready to just go complete cold turkey and just jump off it forever. But I'm radical enough where I'll do a 3 months. I'll say, you know what? I will discipline myself for this first quarter of the year from January to end of March. Mm-hmm. Stay off of social media.
But you know what? Just remove the app. You know what? You don't even have to deactivate your account. Mm-hmm. Remove the app from your phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that's where it is. We're always on our phones. Yeah, you're right. 100%.
Because I had to do that with Uber and friends. Because I was just like, Ubering things and ordering. And I was just like, I just removed them off my phone and I stopped.
I got to do that with Amazon. Yes. Okay. I order everything from Amazon.
Oh, yeah, Amazon
my sister
too.
Just took DoorDash, all of those places that deliver food. Because she's like, no, this is going against my dietary practices. I wake up in the morning and they're at the door like, hi, I ordered this.
Oh, shit.
You're half asleep. You're like, I'll take that to go.
I'll take me an ice cream sandwich from Dippery. Yes, I will.
Stop. Yo, so this has been a special episode of Parlay with the People. Because we have the one and only Miss Trish on.
Yeah, this is fun, guys.
So Miss Trish, you know how we like to get down. So as we're wrapping up, we've done wishes for the year. We spoke about last year. You know, we like to leave people empowering words. What are the words? And you know, I like putting people on the spot. What are the words you want to leave our listeners with?
Trust your instincts. Trust your instincts. Yep. That's mine. Just trust your instincts.
That's what it is.
And it says everything he needs to say.
Yeah.
Period.
Yep. That's it.
Thank you for that. Let's just remind people again on your handles so that people can jump on.
I am All Things Miss Trish on Instagram, Miss Trish TV on YouTube. God, I have so many. Miss Trish TV on TikTok and Miss Trish on Facebook. Miss Trish everywhere. That's it. Miss Trish everywhere.
Again, thank you guys to all the listeners out there. Everybody, again, just wishing you guys mad love. It's been an awesome 2022. And 2023 is basically, like we said, make it what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and blessings.
What it do, Empower Hour listeners? It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm not a pastor, but y'all gonna get the word today. Coming through with some sound effects, okay? New year improved me, okay? So I got a little bell. I want to get a little horn. I don't know. Anyways, I'm trying to jazz it up a little bit, okay? Because sometimes, you know, I be saying stuff and I want to put like a 1-2 pop pow, you know? But I don't have anything to do any sound effects. So new year improved me, okay? So first off, you know, love and light to y'all. This is the first Empower Hour show of the year. You know, as we enter into 2023, you know, more and more, I think that we need to think more deeply about things, right? We need to reflect deeper, right? You know, in 2022, I kept telling y'all to use objective thinking, right? Critical thinking. You know, I kept stressing the importance of thinking outside the box, you know, like not blindly, you know, believing what anyone tells you. I kept telling y'all to question everything, you know, and as I always tell, you know, my Instagram tribe is basically to think, and then think some more, right? So in 2023, I'm definitely going to keep the same energy, but I'm also going to stress to y'all the importance of not just observing and analyzing things, you know, from your human perspective, right? Your human eyes, your human knowledge, logic, but also to understand that there's always a layer of spirituality to everything, right? Now, I don't care what religion you are, you know, what faith, you know, you identify with, you know, what your spiritual beliefs are, you know, that's a you thing, right? But just always tap into it, and tap into your intuition, you know, see what it's telling you. What is, you know, your God or your gods telling you, right? So it doesn't matter whether you are, you know, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Catholic, you know, you know, if you believe in voodoo, you know, in energy, you know, the Lost Book of Enki, which is like the Anunnakis, you know, whether you're into the Sumerian tablets, whether you're into ancient Egypt, you know, whether you're into star seeds, you know, it doesn't matter. But just know that there's always a spiritual layer to everything. And it's important for us in 2023 not to neglect that angle, right? We are, you know, spiritual beings having a human experience. And it's just important to really keep that in mind, right? Now, 2023, what is waiting for us in 2023, y'all? So I'm going to start the year off with saying that, you know what? I think 2023 is going to be a great year for everyone. I am speaking that into existence. Okay, that's number one. Period. But 2023 is also going to be the year of AI taking over, right? It is going to be, in my opinion, the end of middle class. So that's one thing, you know, those are two things that I want to talk about today, right? But before we get into that, I absolutely need to talk about Tory Lanez, y'all, okay? As we know, Tory Lanez was found guilty on all three counts, right? He is facing 22 years in jail. Now, I'm seeing a lot of our melanated people clapping for this. And personally, I think it's sad. I think it's sickening. You know, to clap and be happy at a black king going to jail for possibly 22 years. I can't, y'all. I can't get behind that, right? Now, before y'all send me some hate mail saying protect black women at all costs, right? Which I'm down with and I agree with, right? Y'all gonna pump your brakes. Oh, yeah, I let that ring go to the end, right? Let's deep dive, okay, down the rabbit hole on this whole Tory Lanez subject, okay? Because there's two things that are important to keep in mind in this, okay? Is that number one, this is what I consider modern day buck breaking, right? That's number one. And number two, Tory Lanez had reasonable doubt. He was found guilty, so a black man is going to jail. Was found guilty, right? Even though he had reasonable doubt. And you know what? All of y'all that are clapping and happy about that, y'all are not going to find it funny when it's your black son that's going to jail even though he had reasonable doubt. You're not going to find it funny when it's your black mother going to jail and even though she had reasonable doubt, right? What we have to understand in these type of situations, right, is that as melanated people, we are all connected, right? So, yeah, you know what? Let's just get into it, okay? So first off, right, you know, Megan was shot in both feet. Now, anyone who has ever, you know, been down to the gun range, right, and shot a gun, you know, my family's American. Most of them are from down south. So everyone has a gun, right? Your mama, your grandmother, your great grandmother, everybody has, you know, a gun. And the one thing that you learn is that you don't shoot for the hands, the feet, the arms, the legs, nor the head, right? Because it's a moving target and it's very small. Where they teach you to shoot, you know, is upper body, right? So for Megan to be shot, you know, in her 2 feet, like, I mean, that's, you know, that's a hard thing to do. Now, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying it's a hard thing to do. That's just stating a fact, right? Now, let's just quickly put on, you know, our spiritual goggles, okay, y'all, for this next point, right? Now, Tory is 100% independent. I'm going to say this. An independent black man that thinks for himself is one of the biggest threats to society, right? So Tory being 100% independent, if we look what happened to Young Dolph, to Nipsey Hussle, to Kyrie, to Ye, right? All people going against the grain. All people who thinks for themselves, right? And this is why this is modern day buck breaking, right? Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the term buck breaking refers technically to, you know, it's back in slavery days. It was the act of, you know, sexually, you know, abusing, raping, violating the biggest and strongest black male slaves. They used to do this publicly, right? Obviously in front of other slaves, in front of other male slaves, in front of women slaves, you know, to humiliate, right? To punish, to assert dominance, and to basically put fear in any slave that thought that they had a chance at getting out. To put fear into any slave who thought that, you know, maybe they deserved to be treated as humans, right? To put fear in any slave to just, you know what, stay in line and just do what we tell you to do, right? And for me, I think this whole Tory Lanez case, you know, the loss of life of young Dolph, right? Nipsey Hussle, right? We see what happened to Ye. We see what happened to Kyrie. You know, again, all people that are just going against the grain, right? They're going against the narrative. This is modern day bug breaking, what's going on with Tory Lanez, okay? Now I get to the very important part for all of us that affects us literally, right? Us listening right now to the Empower Hour, this affects us, okay? There were so many lies in this story, so many holes poked into this story, whether it's on Megan's side, whether it's on Tory's side, it don't matter, okay? There were holes all up and through this damn case, which gives Tory Lanez reasonable doubt. Now, the law stipulates when an individual, right, has reasonable doubt, he cannot be found guilty. He must or she must go free. This is to avoid an innocent person maybe spending 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years in jail. You know what I mean? While being innocent. This is what the law stipulates. Tory Lanez was found guilty on 3 counts, basically based off of, you know, eyewitnesses, you know, some text messages, some he say, she say, but actual forensics confirmed and testified that Tory's DNA was not found on the gun. Now, if this man was out here shooting the gun up in the air, if this man shot Megan in her feet, in both of her feet at that, shouldn't his DNA be on the gun, y'all? Shouldn't his DNA be on the gun? Now, his DNA was confirmed again by forensics to not be on the gun. How was this man found guilty? How? He had reasonable doubt. You understand? And it comes back to what I was saying before. Y'all not gonna find it funny, right? Y'all not gonna find it funny when it's gonna be, you know, your black son, your black mother, your black brother, you know, your black uncle, your daddy. It's not gonna be funny when, as Dr. Umar likes to say, when a snow bunny comes through and said that your brother raped her. Now, there's no DNA. There's nothing. Your brother saying I didn't do it. But her bestie, who was an eyewitness, said, yeah. I saw him do it. And then, boom, your brother going to jail for life off of a rape he didn't even do. But you was clapping for Tory, though. You was happy that Tory was going to jail, even though he had reasonable doubt. So, you know what? There are so many layers to this story. Again, personally, I think this is modern day buck breaking. To just warn any other independent black man to just, you know, fall in line, do what you told. You know, if you are a comedian and they say put a dress on, bro, put that dress on and, you know, do put some heels on too and some lipstick. You know what I mean? It's just really sad. So, y'all, do not clap too hard, okay, when you see things like this. And as I said, you know, think and think some more, okay? Love and light, y'all. Peace. You know I have to get that one last ring in there. All right, peace, y'all.
You know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
So this is me, y'all, and I am here with another episode of Kaya's Jambalaya. Because you know I love to serve it up hot. Brazilian soccer legend Pelé has died at the age of 82. Now,
82? Wow.
82. Now, this guy brought some wins and he was world renowned. So we want to send out all the love. We know that soccer players just don't get as much play as they should. You know, they're not out here pushing them like they push these basketball players and these football players. So, but
in North America. Because soccer players, aka football players, are some of the highest players in sport, period.
Yeah, but they don't get the play. You know, they don't get the press. You know, you don't see them in the in the commercials. You don't see them in the music videos. You know, you see these different basketball stars and stuff being, you know, lifted up in hip hop culture, but you don't really see these guys. And that's just for me, I think that's a little something, but this is someone that we definitely need to mention. And I don't know why he wasn't in Biggie Smalls' videos. I don't know why Tupac never put him in a video, but the brother is 82 and passed away. And I literally just learned about Pelé like 2 weeks ago. I think that, you know, we should know these people more. Fashion designer Vivienne Westwood passes away at the age of 81. She was actually pretty dope. Her lines were all very grungy and very popular. So rest in peace to that queen. So, do you guys know social media is like, I guess you could say, like a guru, Andrew Tate?
It sounds familiar. Yeah, Andrew Tate, yeah.
I need y'all to go and check out Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate is one of those guys that puts you in the mind of, what's the guy that died this year? Kevin Samuels. He does the, you know that, what's the other guy that just got divorced? He's getting a divorce with his wife.
Yeah, but that guy you're talking about, he did the opposite of Kevin Samuels. He was all just supposed to be like a woman warrior and then
just the same kind of satire, though, like really like, you know, talking about relationships and how women should be and how men should be. Well, Andrew Tate is one of these people. But yesterday, Andrew Tate was reportedly arrested in Romania for human trafficking, him and his brother. And I want to shed some light on this because I just feel like if you out here, you know, telling people how to do the right thing, you need to be trying to do the right thing too. This is crazy that all of these people that are in social media that are telling people what to do and how to live their lives is out here doing the most.
Yeah.
No, they're predators. They're predators, and that's how they get the public to allow them into their homes. And that's probably elevated their human trafficking. Same with homeboy who's getting divorced with his wife. I'm sure all the women started flocking to him because like, oh, you really understand us. You're a narcissist, sir. And that's how you got all your girls. You guys aren't doing this for the good of the people. You're doing it to push your agenda.
It's very a la R. Kelly. Go ahead.
At this point, I'm about to really start doing background work on some of these shows that I'm watching and, you know, listening to prior to listening to them, because there's nothing more heartbreaking than having a great pastor and then finding out that he does drugs. It's
or that he got two families or that he's sleeping with all the congregation.
Yeah.
Siphoning your money. I mean, we could go on and on, but not myself.
Yes, it's a thing. So we got to start doing our background work on some of these people that we lifting up into these power positions and taking advice from them, because rawr. People right now are reacting to a viral video that allegedly shows Kim Kardashian's dogs living in the garage. Listen, they some old little dogs. You know them cute little shoo-shoo-foo-foo dogs, but they old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the dogs doodling all over the garage. Well, you would think Kim Kardashian got a dog's potty train. You would think that they got a whole toilet that they sit on and flush, right? Anyways, they are
laughing. At least they have somebody who come in and clean it. Something gross.
Something. You got to get them some. Come on. But they got beds and they have pee pads, right? And that's cool. Pee pads are cool, but that means somebody got to come and get them and pick them up and take them somewhere. Well, they did the videos, and in the videos, they had poo pads and pee pads down and all that stuff. It was just something. I just honestly expected that. I thought that her dogs would be literally like doodling on the toilet. That's really what I thought.
You're such a nerd.
No, honestly, like Kim Kardashian's dogs don't wipe their bum with toilet paper. They lick it like regular dogs? Weird. What is really happening in Hollywood? Jeez, umbrees. No, but honestly, in all honesty, the garage was clean. It was huge. It's probably bigger than some of our houses. And dogs live there. So that was actually quite cool to watch, because Kim Kardashian's dogs live like real people. This is where we must talk about the pièce de résistance, because this will be my last topic of the day. Last week, we talked about the Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion case. And though we all have different opinions about the situation and had different forecasts for what would happen shortly after we recorded the show, a verdict was reached And Tory Lanez had been found guilty on all charges.
My heart dropped when I heard that still, you know, like we were cracking jokes about it and stuff like that. But the reality of like him being found guilty, I was like, oh, I didn't really think that that was going to happen. So jail sucks. And like, he's a Canadian, right? Like, I feel like he's kind of like one of us. And I feel like that really sucks that he's going through that.
More than that, the amount of time.
That's it.
They didn't sentence him with the time. They found him guilty, but did they give him?
Found him guilty and up to. They're saying he could serve up to.
They haven't announced how much time he's actually going to spend, if he actually spends time too. Because up to 20 is the maximum. His celebrity might be able to. Someone said he's going to get deported.
To Canada?
But like, I always want to, like, not for nothing, I think we also put celebrities on a pedestal and we don't treat them like humans. Take away the fact that he's Tory Lanez, take away the fact that he's Canadian, take away the fact of all these things said and done. And I appreciate how some people feel like, you know, oh, he didn't do it, but you know, they said that about R. Kelly too. The thing about it too, at the end of the day, and like, not to mention, I love me some Trey Songz too, but he's going to court right now for physical abuse. Again, not his first time. So I love Tory. I love Trey and his music and all that stuff too. But at the end of the day, they're humans, and they're humans who did things that were violence against women, period. And coming out of a pandemic where there was a lot of femicide, I'm having a little bit of a hard time being like, oh wow, poor Tory. If he really didn't do it, sure, great. But at the end of the day, if he did, hey,
right.
More see, women, I'm not here for it.
Yeah, see, this is the part of it for me, because when you're listening to the information that came out about the case, there's a couple of things that just make me believe that he didn't shoot her and that he was scared in the end, because he knew they were going to, because they know each other, that they would turn it around on him.
But it was his witness that put the nail in the coffin. The witness that they put on the stand was the one that destroyed his story. So the defendant said, bring this man on, the neighbor who saw stuff. And the neighbor was like, yeah, I saw a man who did this, that, and third, and it destroyed their case. Had they not put that man on the stand?
But the man also said he seen a woman discharge the gun first.
The witness that they put on the stand is who destroyed his
and
own.
And they did. And this is the part about these types of cases that I cannot stand, that I hate, because you're taking someone else's word who is susceptible to making a mistake, to forgetting, to misconstruing stuff, because perception is everything. And me and you could see the same thing go down and describe it totally differently, depending on how we were raised, the type of dialect that we use, if we know how to communicate the words that we, or the things that we seen properly. Well, what I'm experiencing with this case is that they taken the words of individuals over the actual proof. You got some proof that says that on the clip, the person who loaded the gun is female. The person who put the bullets in the gun is a female. It's female DNA, not male DNA. So it behooves me how now, and you know, I don't remember any criminal case in the US going this fast. They say you have the right to a speedy trial, but I ain't seen nobody convicted this fast or charged this fast in my life. This is like crazy. They ain't took one recess. Like, what is y'all? They did one day and went home and came back and charged the man. What is going on?
They do that with celebrity cases because of how you can get tainted by the media. Celebrity cases do go much faster than the
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard was in the courtrooms for a month. Tory and them were in there for a week. They made him guilty very fast. I'm just saying, to reach that guilty verdict, they did it very, very fast. And I feel like there's some payola going on. You know, I always do my little predictions. I'm just gonna say it. Tory Lane's father came out of the courtroom and said some things, and he dropped some bombs. And
I didn't understand that though, Queen. I didn't understand. Like, where? Like, I was hoping you could shed some light on it. Like, where does Jay-Z come into this? Like, was he like?
Well, the father is insinuating that there was Megan Thee Stallion was supposed to be recruiting Tory Lanez for Roc Nation.
Okay.
And he refused. Pretty much, this is why they're saying it went so bad. Also, that the Roc Nation paid the team that was supposed to be, this is allegedly, the team that was supposed to be supporting Tory Lanez ended up being tainted because they got money from Roc Nation. He's also saying that there was some people that were involved in the hierarchy of this case, the DA and somebody else he was talking about, that pretty much, he's saying, like, sold Tory Lanez to the courts. So this is a term that we call, like, sitting on your hands. So when someone else got more money, they pretty much come and pay your lawyer. You pay your lawyer, but then they come and pay your lawyer to go against you. So you think your lawyer is on your side the whole time, and then the lawyer sells you. So they're saying this because Tory Lanez's lawyer allegedly received hundreds of thousands to $1 million and to have a guilty verdict very, very early on, which is not supposed to happen, right? The lawyer is supposed to postpone it, come back in a month. If the judge don't look like he, you know, they talking right, or they have a particular bias, it gives you some time to switch out the judge, you know, to get some other things lined up. And they, it just looks like nobody is working in Tory's favor. And I'm very sad to hear that. I can't lie. You know, I don't condone the domestic abuse situations. I can't root for that. But however, I don't know if that's what was happening in this case. There's no evidence that they've had any fights beforehand, that they've ever been aggressive with each other before. But there was one witness who came on, and he was Megan Thee Stallion's witness. And they said that Megan was super aggressive in Kylie Jenner's house, and that he told her to leave several times before she started to trip. Because at one point in time, she actually said something nasty to Kylie. And then the stylist told her, like, listen, I think you should go. And I'm not comfortable us being the last Black folks left back in the house. Like, I just feel like this don't feel right. And we need to go. And Megan was turned up and angry and act like she was refusing to leave at one point in time. So I hope that there right now a petition is going around for people to sign, not just if you believe that Tory Lanez should be not guilty, but if you believe that the trial wasn't given a fair, he wasn't given a fair trial, that the case was not looked into enough, please sign this petition. Because as we know, because I spoke about it before, and if you go on the Empower Hour page on Facebook, there's an article that I had spoke about where I had to go and look how many celebrities have been charged with domestic abuse. And if you go and look at the list, there's hundreds of them, mostly white, and none of them did 20 years. None of them did any time at all. So I need us to just go and really just be more diplomatic about what we're doing and when we, you know, pushing these sentences on people, and remember that these are real people. And Megan Thee Stallion is up booty popping and dropping it like it's hot. There's nothing wrong with her legs. And so y'all, we need to start looking at what's really going on here, because they say Megan Thee Stallion, they say she was shot, but some fragments from off of a bullet hit her leg. Tory Lanez is a man who probably goes to the gun range often. If he wanted to shoot her, he would have shot her. And this is why I believe that when they say that the gun was loaded by a woman and that she didn't actually get shot, that the concrete was shot and the shards went into her leg, I believe that it was Kelsey using that gun because she can't shoot. That's my segment. That's my take on this. That's my piece with this. Shout out to Tory and the entire Patterson family. We sending love to y'all. So this was another episode of Kaya's Jambalaya, and I wish you all the best in this new year, and keep your heads up.
Hey everybody, I'm Gina the Great, aka Miss Politically Correct, aka the Devil's Advocate, aka Big Liar in Energy, and this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes.
All right, guys, you know I normally give you a Black fact, but I think this is a Black fact enough. Have you guys heard the whole Canada Turks and Caicos relations and how? No, you haven't heard how we want it to be our Hawaii. Canada apparently was looking for its island association, and there's been talks between Canada and Turks and Caicos for some years now about how that integration can be, because Turks and Caicos is dependent of the UK as it stands right now. However, and we are still a Commonwealth as well, but they've been in talks with Canada for some time, since the 90s, I believe, about the idea of becoming part of Canada. And what that would mean for us as Canadians and traveling, the fact that it would be easier for us to actually travel to Turks and Caicos being an extension of Canada, the dollar would probably turn Canadian, the passport would turn Canadian as well, which would be our, like, probably our go-to destination, right? Uh-huh. So I don't know if you guys follow Six Buzz, which a lot of people I hear are just like, yeah, that's the Bible. When they say something, you kind of want to trust that. But they're saying that these talks have arisen again, although there's no official mention of it from the government. From a historical purpose, it is a question about whether we want to establish them as a new province or if we want to establish them as a territory, because that means two different things. Where we're seeing a bit of pushback from a province perspective, we do have to get the buy-in from a majority of provinces to be able to allow them in, and that would mean the federal dollar would be spread out between the 11 provinces instead of 10 today. So that might be a little complicated. Some provinces might be like, no, I don't want you to share some funds. And I can understand that, you know, when I stop and consider some of the lack of funds that we have in Quebec, but I mean, that's also because Quebec does things differently as well. So I can understand that. But if they establish them as a territory, it said that it's a little more simpler that way. So it's just an annexation to our legal and constitutional standpoints. And so that might be an interesting...
So then, so just for the layman's like myself, it would become an extension of Canada, so we could just go there.
So you wouldn't need a passport. You wouldn't need anything. The same way how you travel from Montreal, Toronto,
right?
It would be Canada, Turks and Caicos. Turks and Caicos is part of Canada. The same. So Puerto Rico and Hawaii and Guam all have American passports. You can travel there. You can work there. You can live there without having to put any requests and whatnot. So yeah, it would be an extension of Canada.
I'm for it. Let's do it.
Listen, I heard that. I was like, all right, okay. So my winter home will be Turks and Caicos.
What are you saying? Deuces to winter.
We want forever. Them. Yes, we want them. The Black delegation says that we'll take Turks and Caicos and drop off Saskatoon. We will.
I'm just saying. White people in Saskatoon?
I don't think so.
How are you turning a whole country for one city? She's like, just ask.
I'm just saying, America has Hawaii. They have Puerto Rico. They have, you know, Canada. I don't think that they're too bright. This is my problem. They didn't pick up nowhere hot. You draw all the lines up above this line here and made us get all this snow and stuff. You didn't pick one hot place for us to escape to. What about, and all Canadians got criminal records. We can't go nowhere. You got to get somewhere hot for us that we could go. That it won't be illegal for us to go and it's hot. I'm sick of this. Yes, Turks and Caicos for the win.
Yes, I'm excited there.
I hope it really is in the mix, to be honest. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but that's why I don't want to call it a Black fact. I'm going to call it a Black whisper.
Nice.
Yeah.
A Black hope. Can it be that?
it's a Black hope for Canadians. Yes. And speaking of hope, I want to transition right into a motivational video that we have for 2023, because guys, listen up. This is going to be very important for your 2023. So P, can you cue that up for me, please?
Next year, 2023 is the 7th.
What about 2023 is the 7th? So what does that mean for the country?
That means it's what is called a universal year. Universal means that everybody going through next year will go through some spiritual shift in their makeup. Some will become born-again Christians. Some will go to church. A lot of people will get psychic readings, but 7 is the number of spirituality. And 7 is a difficult challenge for most people because it's more spiritual. It makes you stop, look, and listen to figure out why you do the things you do. So in other words, for example, if you're walking around because it's magnetic 7, you walk around saying, man, I don't have no money. I don't have no money. The source will make sure you don't have no money. So it's what you think is what you will attract. So if you think of 7 as a magnetic number, and instead of chasing after what you want, you see it on the mental screen of your mind. And then, as they say, you let go and let God. But believe me, for those of you walking around saying, I don't have this, I can't get that, the source will make sure it becomes a self-fulfilled prophecy.
I hope you guys heard that.
Say it again for the people in the back.
You need to say it louder for the people in the back. When that hit my DM, it switched something in my mind, because I already know the power of attraction and all these different things and whatnot, but it's different when you're just like, oh, hey guys, you know that law of attraction and the power of emotion? Oh, it's going to be on 10 this year. So I'm going to be extra vigilant with how I'm thinking. And so I can feel it in my bones. 2023 though, it's going to be the come up. I'm going to add a revenue stream in there. Some way, somehow it's going to happen. That's what I'm putting on. I know that we talked about our resolutions today already. You guys heard it. But I'm not even calling it resolutions. I'm just calling it life hacks. And I will get into the final life hacks that I have there too for y'all. I'm adding that to my life hack for 2023. But I want to make sure, and everything's always right on time, right? So I got that in time to be able to share that with the people, because at the top of the year, because no one wants to hear that. They're like, what? June? Half the year is gone? Now you're telling me? No. Right. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
You could have heard it on Instagram as well beforehand. But just saying,
but you're hearing it here too.
So, top of the year, pay attention to what you do 2023 and how you think and how you feel and what you put out there to receive. So as promised, I was going to give you guys the final points in a few life hacks. Number 32, your perception is reality. If you want a better reality, change your perception. Now, listen, I just feel like that's in tune with what we were just talking about.
Right.
33, you'll never be as young as you are now. Do what you feel you're meant to do. And believe me, how young you are right now does not mean you're old. I've heard people graduate law at 40, 50, start becoming lawyers, start becoming doctors, start becoming all these different things. It's never too late from that perspective. 34, your best decision comes from stillness. Stillness is amplified in nature and meditation. Number 34, I'm going to say that two times. Your best decisions come from stillness. Stillness is amplified in nature and meditation. I don't think you guys understand. You don't even have to do anything. If you just stand in nature, the way answers come to you sometimes, it's incredible, incredible. Number 35, you can only get stronger when you face problems in life. Embrace the effing struggle. It's a good thing I read ahead sometimes. Eh? Embrace the struggle. Number 36, show up. Do the work and seek ways to grow. Do this every day and watch what happens. So if you come to it with gusto. Number 37, trust people who say, I don't know, more than the people who have all the answers. I think it's very brave to say, I don't know sometimes. A lot of people fear looking stupid or dumb or unknowledgeable, but part of saying I don't know is part of being a wise person to seek the answers there too. Number 38, seek feedback from those in the arena, not from the ones who are booing from the cheap seats.
Mm.
Peanut gallery? Mm-hmm. Number 39, no one cares. Work harder. That's a little harsh.
No. That sounds like my life. That sounds like my life right now.
Like high key, people can sympathize, people can empathize, but they'll never be in your shoes. So no one should care about your life more than you, to be honest, and that is your most precious thing. No one can live your life for you, so you have to live it yourself. So you have to care the most. Not doesn't mean that people don't care about you. That's why I say the no one cares is a little harsh. People do care, but you got to build yourself up. It's the saying, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink situation.
Agreed.
Number 40, instead of giving your kids what you wish you had, teach them things you wish you knew. I had to stop for a second.
Yes.
I'm working hard right now for the kids I don't have and I plan on having, because I'm just like, I don't want them to have any wants, but that would be detrimental to their upbringing. So I really like that line.
Yeah. We just had a conversation about letting our son get a job, because it's like so necessary, like just to give him that ability to go through that, having to juggle a little bit of school, not OD with work, but it's just to go through it a little bit. You don't want everything handed to your children, because you're definitely spoiling them and ruining them.
Number 41, keep a small circle. It's better to go narrow and deep than wide and shallow. I mean, I didn't have to read that to know. My circle is only big because I'm related to them, but at the end of the day. And last but not least, point 42, true wealth is about being physically and financially healthy while living in a household full of love. And I say that because for me, wealth is happiness. Forget financial, forget all of that. Wealth is happiness. And health, actually. Wealth is health and happiness, to be honest. And that goes hand in hand because, honestly, unhealthy habits come from stress. But if you have happiness, that usually kind of reacts to that. So those were some life hacks that I brought to you guys for the last 3 weeks.
Thank you, Gina, changing our lives.
Trying. She's trying. And it wouldn't be a new year without some New Year's jokes of the day. So, you ready, Pharaoh?
Yeah, thank you.
So first joke, I only got two. I'm just going to do two for you today. But these are New Year-centric jokes. So my New Year resolution was to read more. So I put subtitles on my TV.
That's a good one.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Radio.
Video who?
No, I said radio.
Oh, radio who?
Radio not. It's a new year.
Oh, man. That... Yeah, man.
I can hear the anger in his throat.
I just
because I love that he liked the first one, and then I came and just that.
I just took it away, ripped it away from me.
You like corn dogs?
Thanks for that. Wow. I love it.
On that, I just want to end it back on the positivity for those who are listening to this on CKUT. Happy birthday to me, because this would be January 4th, and your girl turned 38 on January 4th. So, it's anniversaire. Feliz cumpleaños over here.
And on that, on to de te laisser parler d'amour.
I clearly see you didn't go for those vocal lessons.
No, not yet. I started. What do you mean? you can't tell that range I just dropped on you, Jay? Jesus.
You know what? I guess I deserve that after the second knock knock joke though.
Exactly. Anyways. Birthday songs. Like, what is that? Like, why are you telling me why is it your time to talk about love? Like on your birthday? Like, what is that? Anyways.
I never supposed to be showered in love on your birthday.
Isn't it like it's your turn to talk about love?
Sure.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. How it's just inappropriate for children. Like, anyway.
No. It depends on where your mind's at. Love is never inappropriate.
But why little children need to talk about love?
Why shouldn't they? Do little children not love their parents, love their family, love their siblings? It's never inappropriate to talk about love. You're thinking about love.
Let us not forget the language that we talk about. France, c'est le pays de l'amour.
C'est vrai.
Right? And also, you know, where a lot of strange things happen.
That's it too.
Couple them together and you get a birthday song that's about love. But the truth is that on your birthday, you should be able to express the love and being grateful for the love that you've received all year, carrying you into the following year. And the love of God for thinking that you are special enough to bring you back for another year. So maybe, you know, we can equate it to that so that we don't think that everything is weird and spooky. Cause
I like that.
So I'm saying love is the fuel, period. On that note, I'm feeling better. How about you? This was Ungrind My Gears and I'm Gina the Great, but I'm Gina the feeling good, feeling great right now. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Ungrind My Gears. We'd like to thank our special guests. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, the Caribbean Curry House, and Afrobeats MTL.
Shout outs on my side. I brought it up at the beginning. You just said them again, and I'm bringing up again right now. Afrobeats, I am so grateful just for the help that they've been able to provide the show and helping us to get to that next level. I always want to shout out just the OFC community as a whole, guys. This show is for you guys, by you guys, because of you guys. So thank you all for supporting us and creating this opportunity. Special love going out to everybody. Wishing everybody an amazing kickoff to their year. And I want to give a special shout out also for the community contact who's going to be coming on board as one of our media partners with the Empower Hour. So guys, peace and blessings for this year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Let's make this year our best.
Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour with Pharaoh Freeman, Queen Kaya, and Gina the Great. We are on live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and broadcasting Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.